Judy Williams is going to come up and share with us this morning. And for those of you that don't know Judy, Judy is our hospital chaplain.
Yes.
And so you may know her from the hospital, and she does a tremendous amount of funerals in our community, so you may know her from a funeral. She also serves regularly on Tres Dias, so you might know her from Tres Dias, but I know her as friend.
And
we're glad to hear from you this morning, Judy.
So thanks. Welcome. And I'm blessed to have all of you as friends. And I feel so blessed this morning. I'm very pleased that I mentioned to Dan that I had something on my heart I wanted to share. And so he said, well, let's just let you do that. So I am very honored and blessed. And I had given a talk on relationships at Align. And it was more about husbands and wives and children and how we're to honor God in those relationships and what the Word says about those things and how that those are very important relationships. But today that's not what I'm going to speak about. First of all, I'd like to read a scripture. It's from Colossians 1. We always thank God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all of the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you all over the world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood grace, God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we may pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in knowledge of God. That's powerful scripture in what we are given to do. I am so blessed that God gives us scriptures that tell us mean really things that are very meaningful and how we're to do them. Be in the Word. If you're questioning what it is God has for you, be in the Word. It's there. Let's pray. Father God, again, I thank you so much. I am so overwhelmingly blessed this morning because, Lord, we want to put you first. You are our King, our Father, our love. Father, we want to share others with others to see that they can have your love also. They just need to come to you. Father, you sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins so that we can have that relationship with you. Father, what a wonderful gift. Thank you now for working through this message. Let it be all your words and all about you. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. The message for today is relationships. And I think that there are times that people think that's such a small thing to think about. But I want you all to remember that it is a very, very large part of our lives, our relationships with others here on earth. And God has called us to relationships. First of all, I want to remind all the guys here that on February 14th, that is Thursday, that will be Valentine's Day. So, you know, I just thought I'd bring that up for you ladies. And I know that I don't want them to get confused or anything because I know they want to honor you. I'm not a pastor. I'm a chaplain, and there really are two different things. I like to be at the hospital and serve people who are going through lots of life's problems and things that happen in that place, and share God's love with them there. As a minister, I couldn't imagine organizing this church. I don't know anything about finances. My husband would contribute to that. I don't know much about finances. I don't know about building projects. I don't know about any of that. And I was not called to that. I was called to be a hospital chaplain and share God's love there. I do a lot of funerals because I have studied in grief counseling, and that is where God pointed me. But I have been talking to Dan and Nick because God had laid something on my heart that I know that most of us really know about, but we all need reminders of what God wants from us. And what is our responsibility in relationships? Boy, I know you guys, you don't really like, the men most likely are the ones that really don't like to think or talk about feelings. Oh gosh, men, they run from feelings. It's an emotion, but being surrounded by men, as a sister, a wife, a mother of two sons, a mother, a grandmother of a boy, I can tell you I understand those. But what I have learned over many years here on earth is that when my son would remind me that, but if we have one of those talks, I'd say, boys, come on in, we need to talk about something here. Talk about your girlfriends, and how are you to treat them, and what about relationships, and what are you supposed to do? I mostly saw their backs going out the door, and the screen door hitting their rears. But they would rather I beat them with a stick than talk about relationships and attitudes and feelings. They don't like to feel those things, but God wants us to. What I'm talking about is not the relationships between husband and wife, which is what I talked about at Align. And I did enjoy getting into that, of how God is to be first to each of us, in our families. And then we are to show that love in our children, that God is the most important thing in our lives. And then they come after that. And that's an important message to bring. But I know that those things are not what I'm talking about today, and that we're talking about the people around us. As the scripture says, love your neighbor as yourself. Sometimes we cringe. If you got a cranky neighbor, you know what I'm talking about. There are sometimes a little more than I have studied and prayed and realized that God is talking about relationships and getting to know people and having feelings for them, and about people so that they can see our hearts. We really want people to see us and our love for Christ. I want others to want to have what I have. Yeah. I have the love of Christ. I put him first. And I want other people that meet me to see what I have and to want that. Am I perfect? No. Tell him, hon. But I have a lot of blessed people in my life. One of them sitting right next to my husband, too. I have a group of ladies that I pray with. I have many friends here that I could go to and say, I'd like to pray about this. I am blessed. I'm blessed to have those relationships, aren't we, Dana? We are blessed. We come together. We pray. And we feel sincerely blessed because we know we are safe in those relationships. Relationships are important to each of us. 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. For love covers a multitude of sins." And we can all have feelings of trust, and if we really care, or if it's not just that important to us, we have to decide. We decide relationships. I know that there's many relationships in this world, and you choose them. Do I choose to have a sit-down cup of coffee with the garbage man? Maybe not. Not that the garbage man's not a nice guy. He does his job and I do mine. I wave at him, he waves at me, and we have a good relationship. But some relationships are worth really working for. Surround yourself with people that need to hear. We all can have feelings of, you know, we need to have a relationship before people trust us. You can't just walk up to Mr. Garbage Man and say, "Hi, I just want to tell you about Jesus, and here you go." Well, he'll hear you, he'll be nice, but he doesn't trust you because he doesn't know you. So the thing about today is that I think that and the Bible tells us, is that we need to show trust, concern, love, and true commitment to a relationship so that others can feel that we are worthy of their trust. Isn't that right? And I know that last week I was very blessed. I came in and just so happened Domingo was sitting here, Domingo Mancelis, and he says, he comes, sees me, runs back there, gives me hugs and kisses, and sits down. Well, if any of you know Domingo, you know that he's different than me. He saw me, and he was smiling, and he came, and he's hugging and kissing me on the cheek, and he sat down by me so we could talk and catch up on each other's lives, and I could ask what was going on in his and he and mine. Now, I'd known him quite a while before I ever started the church here. But as most of you know, Domingo's life has been a rough life and really very different from mine. I asked him if I could talk about him today. He said, "Sure," because he trusts me, right? We have a relationship. If you didn't really know, I have not ever been in a gang. I have never been in jail or a prison. Not done drugs, but I'm interested in the man. I'm interested in God's child. I'm interested. I want to have that relationship with him so he can see that I care for him. When he was in prison, I would send him messages and cards. And when he would come home, he would find me and tell me, not all the things that I like to hear. He's messed up sometimes in his life. But I'm not his judge. I was going to love him anyway. I'm going to say my part in how I felt about what was going on. But I could do that because I had a relationship. I could say, "That is wrong. You messed up. Don't do it again. But I'm going to love you anyway," right? And I think that, so I was talking to him about what he was doing there in California. He was smiling, and he said, "You know," he said, "those are some rough people." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Boy, you know, I don't think I could do that because you are more like them. You know them. You know that because you've been there. You've done that." I said, I wouldn't be very effective in a place like that with those criminals. You know, people who've been in and out of jail and drugs. I wouldn't know." And he said, "No, Judy, you are the kind of people they need." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You love me. They need love. They need truth and honesty to share what's going on in their lives. They're not going to share oftentimes with me. I'm as bad as they are. He said, what brought us together? You loved me. You wanted a relationship with me. See, I think they really need someone who truly cares, has feelings for them, are interested in them, and want to be in their lives to listen and help them, share things with them, and give them thoughts from the Bible in making Christ first, because they don't know. I said, well, you are the right person. I just don't think I could probably be very effective. And he said, Mom, he said, here I am, an older mother, you know, pretty distant life from those guys. Mingo really made me think about the message today in that way. So, Judy, why are we such good friends? I saw that you really cared for me. You checked on me. You called on me. You prayed for me. Things I knew I could trust that you were doing for me. Just me. And you were going to care for me no matter what. And I do. I know that it's hard in this world not to make judgments about people and their lifestyles. It's hard for us to see someone doing something wrong and check them off. It's easy for us to say, I don't want to be associated with that. I want to be associated because I want to share Christ. It doesn't matter who they are, what they do, and how low they are. I want a relationship that Christ wants me to have with each of them, with each of all of us. I love making new friends. You know, I'm a big hugger, and I'm running around here hugging and kissing everybody. I truly, truly love people. And I love telling them about Christ and making connections and talking to them and caring with them. You know, I know I walk up and down the aisle at the hospital oftentimes, and people run out and tell me things. Doesn't have to be a sick person. It can be anyone. And they want me to pray because they know I will, because they know they are safe. That's what God's calling each of us to be. He calls each of us to be a safe person and make relationships so that we can share Christ with them. Anyone. Love on them for Christ. Not that I don't appreciate and love my Christian friends. I love Dana to death, and I love all of you, but, you know, I want even more relationships because I know that Christ wants others to know. Making relationships is what God has called us to. Ephesians 5:21 states, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That's a biggie right there, right? Making relationships is what God has called us to, in submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Not that we have to start doing what they are doing, getting to be in a field that they maybe are in. I don't, and I see this happening. We don't have to come to a place and do things that we wouldn't do as a Christian with somebody who is a non-Christian because it makes us lose our value. Correct? If I go out and I start cussing with the boys, I've lost all my trust. I could do that. I'd probably throw up or get stuck in my throat, but I know that Oftentimes, people want to bring themselves to the level of whatever they feel that that person is so that they can have that relationship with them and get in with them and then talk to them about Christ. It doesn't work that way. Continue to show Christ's love and show them that you are genuine. I know that your relationship with God is vital in your Christian walk. But your relationship with family and friends, it also reflects on your personal walk with the Lord. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." Huh. I walk with Dan. He's wise. I walk with Nick. He's wise. Do I always have all the answers to everything? I do not. And why do I walk with them? Because I feel and know that they can help me learn. That's why other people want to come to us. People want to come and say, "I don't know how to be. No one taught me. No one loved me. No one told me this. That I was to put Christ first? What? How do I even do that?" Where are they going to get it, people? If they doesn't start with us, and then we bring that to them, and then they follow us. But then they learn how to follow Christ because we've brought them in with love. Not that we are trying to be a Judy Do-Gooder. No, I don't want to be that. I want to be genuine and honest and truthful. And I want to bring them so they can put Christ first in their life and have a relationship that is deeper and more in love than any other relationship. Our relationships with our family and our friends, they're so important. Very, very important. I love my sweet husband. 48 and a half years now I've been married to that same guy. And you know, I think our relationship is stronger now than it ever was. We pray together. We share together. We walk hand in hand. He's not perfect. He leaves his socks in the living room floor. But he's a good guy and he loves me and he's genuine and he has my best interest at heart. But see, he, like me, we know Christ is first. Christ is first. And then hang on to your husband, your wife, your children and guide them in the way they need to go. None of us are perfect and we will make mistakes. But put on Christ. Don't go low. Bring them up high. Your relationship with God is vital to your Christian walk. But your relationships with family and friends also reflects on your personal walk with the Lord. Just as I was saying, I have friends that I call on, my friend Ty and Dana and just many people I can call on because I know that they love me. We have a relationship. You love me, don't you, Dan? Yeah. And, you know, I think having those Christian friends, true Christian friends, true relationships are vital. And so when we spread out and go into this world and try to make relationships with others, we're blessed. Blessed by God. I'm so blessed by each of you. So many ways. Even this morning, getting a hug and someone telling me he knew that I prayed for him when he was little. See, it means something. It means a great deal. Colossians 3:23 states, "Whatever you do, work at it as with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters." See, Put God first. We're not trying to please the world. Well, we do. I mean, I'm the biggest people pleaser there is. I hate to admit it, but it's true. But I try my hardest to put Christ out there all the time. I want to wear him right on my shirt so everybody can see that I have the love of Christ in me and I'm safe. We all have stories. We all have things that trouble us. We all have, if we have wives and husbands, we have relationships there. We have children, we have relationships there. We have friends, we have relationships there. Not all relationships are perfect. And sometimes as Christian, we need to sound off each other. I've heard many times, I've said, you know, why don't you talk to Pastor about that? I think that might be something that he would want to pray about. See, we all have things, but we need to make those true relationship connections so that we can have others see Christ in us. I know that the scripture 5:13, John 5:13 states, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Huh. That is a big one. Gonna lay down my life for my friends. I love them. I love them. I want to lay down my life. But I want them to know first that Christ is first in my life. Because if they have that love of Christ in them, there is a connection between the Christ in me and the Christ in them. And they can know that. I know that Colossians 3:23. Oh, I said that one already. Sorry. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, and let us consider now we may spur one another onward with love and good deeds. I think that is just awesome. Gina was going to have pizza at her house last week. And I wanted to go so bad, and the weather was bad. But see, she's doing it for the love of us girls that we're meeting there. But primarily, she's doing it because she loves Christ. And that shines through. It shines through. I've often said, it's not always even the big things you do. Leave your quarter in the thing at the Walmart or at the Aldi's. Leave your quarter in there. The other day I left my quarter in. This lady says, oh, no, here's your quarter. I said, no, that's a gift from God. Just go with it. And she said, oh, okay, yeah. Oh, she didn't know what to do with that. She didn't know what to say to me then. But she grabbed her little cart and went on in. But, you know, it's that you're letting others see Christ in you. Huh. It is. It doesn't have to be big things. You don't have to chop off your leg or give up a kidney. You can just do it in all the small ways. You can do it in big ways. You can just do it. It's not hard to love on others for Christ and to have relationships with them. Do it. Look for people to have relationships with. Not giving, you know, it doesn't mean not giving up meetings together or some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. See, we've got to do it now, people. You go to 0 to 90 real quick. I hate to say it because I'm getting closer to 90 than I am to 0. But I do know we got to do those things now. Bring Christ to them. Have a relationship. Our lives are what people see. They can't know what we are until we share with them, until we get some trust. But then once we have they have a glimmer of who we are, they start wanting to hear from us. They want to listen to us. And then your connections become deeper and deeper. I have been blessed to have many people in my life that I have that's helped me move towards becoming the servant that God has called me out to. One is Mr. Dan, one is Mr. Nick. And I appreciate them. They're safe and comfortable and feel good because I can tell them what's hurting me or hurting my heart. In many ways, I have many hang-ups. I know you wouldn't think that. I'm just so. But I do. I have a hang-up of inferiority in that I have a very low self-esteem and feelings of unworthiness. And most of those are caused because I don't have all the degrees behind my name that most of my friends have. But that's not what God says. He doesn't say how many doctorates does he have. He said, I called you the fat female 50-year-old woman. That's what he said. Well, now it's more than 50, but I hate to tell you that. But I know that he's saying those things to us. But I found myself one time after going through my schooling, I was asked to serve in a meeting where I sat between two of the most favored ministers in town with doctorate degrees up, whatever. And here's Frank Hewitt on one side and John Hamilton on the other side. And I'm sitting there like this. And I'm thinking, boy, you didn't tell me it was going to be like this. Or I might have said no because I'm pretty. Those sweet, dear men surrounded me with love and grace and showed me God's friendship of a relationship. I was lifted up. All weekend I was loved on, and I was told how much Christ loves me, and they didn't even ask me if I had a doctorate degree. They never won, brought it up. They didn't care. They didn't care. They loved on me. It did help me. They had many years of teaching and preaching and service behind them. I didn't have much at that time. And here I am, just recently out of school, and, well, I just didn't think I fit in too well. Felt a little small. Here I am, female, and these are men, ministers. But when I left, I felt good. I felt good because I know that those two men just showed me Christ's love. They showed me the cracks in their armor, and I showed them the cracks in mine. That I am fearful of those things of inferiority and low self-esteem, and they showed me things that were hard for them. We shared, we loved, we prayed, we cried, and we saw grace. And grace abound. See, I know that we're to do this for our brothers and sisters, to love them in Christ's name so we can grow and they can grow. It's not one-sided. I'm not just sharing Christ with you. I'm showing Christ with each of you and it's coming back to me. Relationships are two ways. It's not a one-way street. They're both coming, going, and giving. And that's when you see the hand of Christ working. Does that get you excited? It should. Because it does. This church, this little church right here, is a great example. And everybody's going, "Ooh, what'd I do?" They call, they come, they bring food, they love on you, they leave on messages on your phone, they send you emails. Those are ways people have relationships and can make others fall in love with you and have a relationship so that you can share Christ with them and then go out and share Christ with others. I know you don't all have to hug them and kiss them like I do. But I do. It is within me. It's who I am. And they people see it. And then I like to show that I'm really interested in them. I love them. I want to know what's going on in their life. I want to know, where can I help you? Where can I be that person for you? Where can I be Christ for you today? Let me be the hands and feet of Jesus. I want to be those hands and feet of Jesus. I want to pray with that man right over there, and I want to pray with that girl right there, and I want to be there with each of you when you go through trials as Christian friends. But also, I want to be out there. I want to be with those people all around us that need somebody to tell them the truth and put Christ first. I love you all and pray for relationships with all of you. I want you to find safe people in your life. I want you to search out people who are in need of safe people in their lives and be that for them, for Christ. Put Christ first and he'll open major doors of opportunity to serve. They'll swing so wide you won't even know what to do. Go through them. Reach out. Hold hands. Make a meal. Give a hug. But more importantly, tell them about Jesus. See, God is good all the time. He wants us to be in those relationships. He wants us to be close and loving and kind and merciful. You and I are how Christ shows up for people here that don't have him. How are they going to know if we don't tell them? They might ride by the church billboard that says Jesus loves you, but that doesn't get them to understand. We need to be more than that. We need to be more than the billboard that's out on the street that says, "Come on in, we have lots of love or grace in this place." See, we need to be friends with and have relationships with the lost and with the found. I love relationships. I love people. I love connections. But why? Because Christ is first in my life. And I want to serve him as best as I can in sharing him with others. Let's pray. Father God, again, we just come. I thank you, thank you, thank you that just laying a message on my heart to share. I know it's not earth-shattering or life, Rochelle, life-changing, but I do know it's important and you wanted it heard this morning. Father, thank you for using me and thank you for each person here that listened and opened their heart and thought all of the people that they know that they could reach out to touch their hand or put an arm around their shoulder or just be there to tell them about Christ. Thank you now, Father, for the love and kindness, the mercy and the grace that you show us every day. Thank you for the relationship with you that is above all. Thank you, Father, for all you do for us, not just this day, but all days ahead. And we thank you in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.